Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. It is your girl, Nye, and it's time for our exclusive interviews with the stars, featuring the amazing R&B heartthrob, John John of Troop. Let's introduce him one time. John John Harrell, a.k.a. John John of the popular R&B group Troop, at the age of 6, he started singing gospel with his family in the church where he grew up, which was located in the city of Pasadena, California. Shout out to the Rose Bowl. His desire for music did not stop there, as he quickly became obsessed with playing the bongo, drums, and started playing for the congregation at the tender age of 8. Even though John John is already an accomplished entertainer with a powerful voice, which is constantly compared to R&B legends like Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Michael McDonald, and Philip Bailey, he knows doing music the way God gives it to him is important. But he also wants to make sure that his fans know how important they are to Troop's success as well as his own. He says the fans have always reacted so warmly to his voice during concerts that he always inspires him to push himself to the limit. John John has completed in the studio production of his highly anticipated soulful debut solo project, Chosen. I'm excited for that. The first single, Never Too Much, a tribute cover honoring the legendary Luther Vandross, is in rotation on radio and media outlets, including Music Choice, has earned a spot on Billboard charts as well. His latest single, Girlfriend, which we just played on the air right before getting him cued in, debuted October 4th, 2016 on iTunes and is also available in several different digital outlets. Girlfriend was number 9 on Starpoint Radio in the UK 2016, and he performed Girlfriend in Vegas, the Tropicana in Atlantic City, and so much more. Let's not waste any more time. Everyone, please welcome Mr. John himself. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for that wonderful grand entrance that you did. Thank you for the introduction. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Of course. So we gave a little bit of information about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who John really is.
Well, John is just a kid who grew up in the city of Pasadena, loving hobbies like roller skating and basketball. Basketball, I had a really big love for that. And until, I happened to stumble across a friend of mine, which is also in the group. I heard him sing, and once he sang, it was kind of something that I wanted to go ahead, to be inspired by, to do. I mean, I could always do it because of me singing with my family and, choirs and stuff like that. I could, that was something that was really, in my back pocket. I never really pushed it. I really was trying to, really focus on this basketball, this love for basketball that I had so much. And, with the story goes that God always uses people in your life to pull you into doing what you're really supposed to do.
Absolutely. So let's start from the beginning. And we all know you have such a rich tone in your voice. We could hear it in Girlfriend and even at being in Troop. You have such a rich tone, and it stands out above any voice that could be in the room. And you've been compared to Michael McDonald, Luther Vandross, and many legends. How does that feel, being able to be uphold to that standard of legendary voices? I know that has to be intimidating and inspiring at the same time.
Well, it's very inspiring for one, because if you just name, those type of legends that actually stand on their own as, they stand on their own 2 feet to do what they do as artists or singers. And it kind of it feels good to be able to be put in that category. Coming from a group, letting people know that I have a story as well to be told in song. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's a wonderful situation that God has placed me in to be able to, come from the group and to do solo as well.
Absolutely. That is great, the fact that you're able to broaden your horizons. And how do your fellow brothers feel of Troop about you branching off and listening to your music? How do they feel about your music?
It's really cool. We're all in support of one another. Everybody just wants to make sure that whenever anybody that does anything outside of Troop, that it's a representation. And everybody is for everybody in what they do individually, because at the end of the day, it makes the group, it makes the group successful, because that's the part of the group. So everybody is well and pleased about, what any of us is doing, outside of Troop. Steve being a writer, writing and producing songs and having his own solo stuff as well. Alan McNeil, Lawrence, we call him Al Mac. Him having his solo career as well too. So it's a wonderful thing that everyone is, I remember Alan used to tell me a long time ago, you need to hurry up and do something, John. Just do something. Just something out. Who knows what could happen? He said, just put something out. And I finally went on to put something out, and It's been going pretty well for me. I'm able to step out of the shadows of the group and to be able to do performances by myself as a solo artist. So I think it's wonderful.
That's great. And with having your music out now, and also your album is on the way. And correct me if I'm wrong, if it's already released, but Chosen. So how did you get the name? And is it available, or will it be soon available for your fans and your listeners to purchase?
Well, the situation that I'm in, it's an independent situation, so it's okay. It won't be an album that to follow. It'll just be singles, to keep the buzz going on about John until someone, is definitely serious enough to be able to have the capital to be able to put out an entire record. Because at the end of the day, it's definitely going to cost some money to be able to push forth an entire album, with music videos and all that type of stuff. So right now, I'm just, pretty much just keeping the buzz going on. And you guys will be hearing about my new single soon, I Want to Fly Away.
Uh-oh, let's cover that. I'm excited. We've got Girlfriend out, which is a hit, as we already know, certified, signed, sealed, delivered. Let's talk about your newest single. So when will this be released? And let's talk about, what is the name of it again?
It's called I Want to Fly Away. It was written by a dear friend of mine and myself, Nehemiah Potter, and I. We wrote the song. The track is pretty much inspired by me, produced by Damone. I kind of had a lot, some help in within that as well, too. But the track, it's a beautiful song, and it's kind of personal to me because I'm using my brother and along with Nehemiah Potter and another friend of ours, Jacqueline Harris, and a friend of mine from my church, Daryl Douglas, another cat that I'm pretty much that everybody knows. He's kind of behind the scenes from his brother, Lawrence Allen McNeil. Oh, gosh. This kid, he has a pretty nice voice as well, too. He's Allen's brother. But he's doing some background vocals on it as well, too. But it's really personal because my brother, Edward, he's singing background vocals on me. He's singing background vocals with me as well.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, yes, no. Being personal and putting your heart out.
Sheldon McNeil, that's Alan's brother. He's got some background parts on there as well, too. So it's kind of a family thing, Been knowing these guys
that's
for a long time.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
The best kind of kept it in their inner circle and kept it in their family. The Jacksons did it.
Right.
What is the name of their...
I forgot one more name, too. There's a guy that I added him on to play acoustic guitar on it. His name is Greg Perret, and that's kind of like giving someone their flowers while they're still alive. Greg Perret is the guy who actually discovered Rodney and Reggie when they did the television show Putting on the Hit.
Okay. Well, a definite shout-out to all of your team, but speaking of keeping it in the family, Mint Condition did it, the Jacksons did it, so many different major legendary and heavy-hitting groups. Kept it in the family and kept it in their inner circle. So I think that's definitely smart because you know your family and your friends have your best interests at heart, and just wanting to put something together that's so heartfelt and putting your heart on your sleeve for your fans, period, is hard enough. And I absolutely have to commend all of you for that, for making yourself vulnerable for your fans.
Well, thank you.
And speaking of, you're welcome. And speaking of fans, we're getting questions in right now. We have been getting consistent questions about John. When is John going to be on the radio? Da, 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 da. And they want to know, is Troop or yourself in general going on tour anytime soon? And we need dates, like as soon as possible.
Well, Troop is doing spot dates now. You know, Troop is doing spot dates. Troop has, matter of fact, Troop has a new single that's out. It just came out. Along with Alan and Steve, they have a single out as well, too. They did a remake of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life and Troop's new single, I Know. And we have been doing, spot dates. And we have been doing spot dates. Our next show will be in Jacksonville, Florida, with actually Ready for the World. And it's Ready for the World and the Time. So we'll be in Jacksonville, Florida, August the 12th. And then with Club Nouveau in Mint Condition, August the 19th in Tacoma, Washington.
It's about to be a party.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
yes.
My goodness. Ready for the world?
We've been doing some shows a lot lately. We've been having a lot of fun on stage and, you know, getting the groove back and, you know, and seeing each other on stage and just, you know, having that camaraderie on stage with one another. There's been a lot of magic out there lately. We've been back together performing, doing shows since 2005. So we've been out there.
That's, oh my goodness. And you said August 19th, that's my birthday. So, oh my goodness.
Okay.
That would be amazing. Even if they just streamed the concert, because the 90s, 70s, 80s, and 90s were the best eras, in my opinion, as far as what music was. So,
absolutely.
Just hearing that all of you guys are together, Troop, Mint Condition, Club Nouveau, it's awesome. I am, as a supporter and a fan and a fellow person in entertainment, I am absolutely over the moon and so proud of all of you guys for keeping it together, for one, and still being as prevalent as you are in the industry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And speaking of the 90s, you know all of your fans are going to go crazy on the tour. So are they still as rambunctious as they were with Troop, or are they still all over you? Because, you know, John was one of the favorites, everybody, out of all of Troop because of his voice. And, you know, he hit you with that bass, and it gets you. He was a favorite of the ladies. So are the ladies still all over you?
Wow. I truly believe that the ladies are all over everybody within the group. You know, everybody, they bring their own, you know, they bring their own magic to the group that which make us who we are as these entertainers, with, you know, within the music industry. You know, we just celebrated our 29th year anniversary, and we had a performance here in Los Angeles, the 23rd of June, BET weekend, down at Club Union in L.A., and people came out, and it was, you know, they were screaming for everybody. You know, they called on everybody's name. It was, you know, it was great. Los Angeles, they gave us an award for, like, the key to the city. It was great. It honored us. It was nice.
I'm sure. And speaking of your music, we're getting ready to play for the listeners Girlfriend again. So what inspired Girlfriend, first and foremost, for you to put out just that stamp of a name? Your vocals sound fantastic. The instrumentation is awesome. What inspired Girlfriend?
Well, I was having a meeting with my producer, Damone, and I asked him about a certain song. Had he heard it? And he told me that he didn't hear it. So I told him, I said, well, sit down. Let's go on YouTube. I want you to check this record out. And, you know, we played it, and I said, you need to do something that's something similar to this, you know, music to make it sound like this. And he was like, yeah, this is really nice. So came up with it, and his partner, Dennis Cooper, D. Coop, he wrote it, and then he recorded it. And so I was thinking that, you know, maybe Dennis was going to go ahead and have a song, you know, for himself. And it was Girlfriend. So I got a phone call from Dennis, and he said, look, man, he said, John, he said, I'm okay. He said, but if you record this song, he said, man, I think you would kill it. So So, and you know, pretty much you go through history.
All right, and you did, if all of listeners and myself do say so, you killed it. And as we cue it on the air, would you do us the honors of introducing your single girlfriend?
Yo, this is your boy, Jet Jizzle John John, and you're listening to my latest single, Girlfriend, on Faces of Radio right now. Check it out. John John, Girlfriend.
Yes, you heard it from him, everybody. This is Girlfriend by the one, the only R&B heartthrob, John John. Coming out, we've got tour dates. What else is coming up next for you?
Just out there trying to get more work and do more music and just, you know, keep it going. You know, I want to keep it going. I'm definitely working on some other material and working with different producers and, you know, the guys. We're still working on new material as well. And, we're working on doing some more dates.
All right. Okay. Here's a question from one of the listeners. They actually want to know, what is your number one inspiration that kept you going and loving music after all these years that you've been in the industry? Because the industry is cutthroat. It can be tough. People get writer's block. You lose inspiration. But what was the number one thing that kept you going and kept your love for music over the years?
I guess I would have to say, you know, that God had a lot to do with that. You know, he kept, you know, sending people in my life, always keeping me, keeping me prayed up. And then they were talking about me and about how, you know, I should record. And I would, you know, I would always just run into different producers and songwriters. And you know, they just kind of kept me going. You know, of course, you know, we all had good and bad days, and, you know, good times and bad times. But, you know, thanks be to God that he always uses somebody to come through and to be able to give me a good word on about staying faithful and staying committed and keep doing what God called me to do. So that's what pretty much did it for me.
That's awesome.
I mean, even with my record, when I first started recording, you know, I was kind of down and didn't know about what to do, even about the starting process of it. And a friend of mine, Derek Bradford, he sings on the praise team with me at my church, and he told me, he said, "Man, you write songs and I write songs." He said, "Man, we might as well go ahead and get together and do an album on John John." And, you know, and he said it. And we got together, and God started bringing other people in our lives that actually have studios and that does music. And, you know, look up and an album is finished. You know, God did all of that.
That's amazing. And you never know, I always say, you never know where your next lesson is going to come from. So the fact that you have such positive people who still believe in you is a blessing in itself. How is your family reacting to the consistent success of your career and Troop's career? How is your family reacting to it?
Well, it's kind of wonderful and beautiful because fans never really got a chance to, like, really hear John John really do his thing when I was with the group. And so we had to depart, you know, with Alan. Alan, he had left us. He had left the group for about 3 years. And so while he was gone, I was there to I was the utility man. So I started to do his parts. And people started to say, "Oh my God!" They didn't even know that I could even come like that, because everybody was always just so focused on Steven Allen so much, not really knowing that, you know, I can actually be a third lead singer of the group. I mean, I did a little bit on our Attitude album, and one of the songs was a single, but it wasn't a music video. So when it's not a music video, and it's really you can't really tell what's going on with the song without the visual. So we didn't have a music video for "I Will Always Love You." We only had a performance from Donnie Simpson inside Studio A on BET with Chris Rock and In Vogue. So that was all that it was until YouTube came out. When YouTube came out, and there was a lot of people saying, "Man, I didn't even know that you had did the bridge on I Will Always Love You." I mean, when it came on TV, you just had to be home to be able to see it, because if you wasn't home, then you were going to miss it. And that was all that it was for that. And then someone had actually uploaded it on YouTube, and I started getting a lot of phone calls and a whole bunch of inboxes on Facebook, and everybody saying, "Man, I didn't even know that. Oh, that was even you doing that." So, you know. But, you know, thanks be to God, you know, it did what it did. And then, you know, once Alan made his depart, then people got their chance to be able to hear what John John can really do.
Absolutely. And what's the biggest piece of advice that you could give to someone who wants to break into the entertainment industry?
Oh, you definitely have you have to be and stay committed. This God did not call you to it. You should not be in any part of this industry if God didn't say this is where I want you to be. You got to follow what God tells you, because what God has is ultimately is way better than what we think or what we want. It's way better. His decision that he has for us, that he wants the path for us to follow, is way better than the path that we have for ourselves.
We got to be committed.
We have to be committed and stick to what God wants us to do. So that, you know, like I said, that is what's going to be what's best for us.
Very well said. And any shout-outs that, while you're still on the air, this is your time. Right now, this is all about John John. Would you like to give any shout-outs to your team or anyone in specific live on the air?
I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody who tuned in, who listened. Thank you guys for always, you know, thinking about me and praying for me and asking when John John is going to do this, when John John is going to do that. I want to give a shout out to all of the fans who are listening. I want to give a shout out to my team, Denise Smith and Renee Lynch, my team. They always have my back. I can also give a shout out to Rodney B, Reggie, Allen and Steve, my boys' troop. We'll be seeing you guys soon.
And what about the misses? I know there's a missus on the team. I know there's somebody on hashtag Team John John. So what about the misses? Any shout out to your lady?
That's Denise Smith. That's Denise Smith. She handles all of my promoting, pushing, posting up pictures and posting up, you know, the concerts that I have or what Troop has, and that's Denise. That's what she does.
Oh, shout out. All right, John John. So how can we keep up with yourself and Troop? Do we have an official web flow of your social media pages?
You can go to, just go to hashtag Troop. Everything should pop up. Go to Rodney B of Troop. Go to Lawrence Allen McNeil of Troop. John John of Troop, Stephen Russell Hearts of Troop, Reginald Warren of Troop. You can hit me up on John John of Troop at yahoo.com. Go to pages on Facebook. Go to We Love Troop, all capital letters, three quotation marks at the end. Go to Total Respect of Other People. Go to Troop. Go to at Instagram on Troop, or Twitter on Troop. Just look up Troop and you'll see everybody doing their thing.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John John, for being in the studio with us and shining a light on your music, your voice, and everything going on with the group. We look forward to your concert. I know I would. But thanks so much for being in the studio. And when you get that new single, forward it to us so we can have you back on the air.
Got it. You got it. Will do.
Awesome. Thank you. Everyone, that is the amazing R&B heartthrob, John John of Troop. Make sure you check out his official website and jot down those dates, everybody. We've got Club Nouveau, Troop, of course, John John for the ladies, Mint Condition, Ready for the World, and so much more. Make sure you support them as much as you possibly can. Check out their music on iTunes and Google Play. And also make sure you get on this new single, Girlfriend. All right, everybody, you're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio.